The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, game six tonight. And guess what? It's not during our show. How awesome is that? It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On!
For a Friday.
Friday.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Universe.
With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon.
Fowler.
A.J. Hoffman, the role model.
Hoffman.
No John Lee today, but...
No John Lee.
Tyler's filling in. Jose scared us by saying he was doing the show. That wasn't funny.
Yeah. Okay. Who's going to do our show today?
Jose, that's funny to me.
Jose said, oh, I'm doing it. I said, oh, hell no. That's... no.
All right. 713.
There's a reason you can't get drafted from high school straight to the pros anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta go do some of those Nate and Crate shows and stuff first.
Oh. What's good, Fred?
Man, everything's good.
It's a big sports day.
Yes. Well, it wasn't good for UH last night. That pissed me off.
No, that was. And
can I just vent about this for a second? You'll vouch for me on this. What was the one thing I said I didn't like about Major Applewhite's hires before the season when he made them?
I don't remember.
Defensive coordinator.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I didn't like the hire. I thought that the guy had failed in Miami. He'd had one good year in Temple, but otherwise he failed there. Well, guess what?
They failed yesterday.
How do you not get one stop in the second half? One stop. And Memphis is a good football team. I've been saying that all along, and they made some great adjustments, and I love Riley Ferguson. I think he's a hell of a player.
Well,
but you get no stops in the second half. Fourth and one on the 41 when you haven't stopped them yet. Why are you not going for it there? Your running backs are gashing them. Their defense is tired. Game's over. All you got to do is run the football. Get a yard. If you don't, guess what? You're going to have plenty of time left for Kyle Postman to throw an interception. Really irritated with that loss.
I can see that, because if you only watched the first half, you probably felt like things were going to end pretty well for you.
Yeah, well, it's pretty funny because I keep getting people tweeting me and sending me Facebook messages. But boy, I guess you were wrong about the Cougars. Have you seen that second defense in the second half?
Yeah, that's why you don't send text messages halfway through the game.
Yeah, exactly. I always tell people that's when you don't do that, but they do it anyway. That's okay. You have to overreact.
But you know what? At least it made for an interesting game.
Oh, it was a hell of a game.
The Chiefs-Raiders, hell of a game.
Yeah.
You know what wasn't? Dodgers-Cubs.
No.
That was
over in the third inning.
Yep.
So you didn't have to watch any of that, basically.
Yep. They made it easy.
So
made it easy to move on.
Dodgers are going to sit back now and wait for whoever wins the series, which I still think the Astros pull it out. I think they win tonight. I'm worried about Game 7. But
I think they win tonight. I think they lose Game 7.
Yeah, I hope if the bats get going, though, then I think they could win like a 10-8 game in Game 7, because that's what it's going to have to take.
I think it's more likely they'll get the bats going tonight when they don't need them.
Yeah,
and then
put up about 9 runs, and Verlander gives up one. And then
they'll put up a big fat egg tomorrow.
Yeah, that could happen. But hey, they're at home. There's that. So,
more importantly, even, that means that the Yankees are on the road, where they've been much weaker. The Yankees had the best home record in baseball. Very good at home, and they're beatable on the road. So there is some bright spot to it. You've got your best guy going. Of course, they've got their best guy going tonight too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good. Tanaka has just turned it around so much that he may be their best guy they got going right now. Tanaka and CeCe both have been so good in the playoffs, but if you asked before the playoffs started who's their best guy, it's Severino. That's who they got on the mound tonight. So it's your best against their best, and it's going to be, can they hit? I don't know.
409 says Major Applewhite equals Tony Levine. I guess you read my article on Sports Map this morning.
Oh, are you putting that evil on him?
I'm just pointing out.
I think you got to give him some time.
Well, I'm just pointing out that The what got Tony LeVine fired was an 8-4 season, and they're going to be lucky to be 8-4 this year. How are they going to feel about 7 and well, they're not going to play that many games. How are you going to feel about, I don't know, 6-5?
But you got to realize the cupboard wasn't exactly stocked full.
Okay, so you're telling me Tom Herman couldn't recruit?
Well, I mean, I'm telling you that
because that Tom Herman won with Tony LeVine's players.
I'm not telling you that, but kind of.
Yeah, well, then maybe you shouldn't.
Well, Ed Oliver was Tom Herman's guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the best player there.
He is. And they're wasting him.
But he definitely, Tom Herman, what he didn't recruit was a quarterback to leave behind.
Well,
and remember, a lot of those kids that he had recruited left when he left.
Well, let me just put it this way. And while I'm going to defend the article.
What am I, defending Major Applewhite now? What am I doing?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
It's not my job. I don't care what happens to him.
Well, I think he's going to be a good coach, but Tony screwed up with his offensive coordinators, and he had to keep firing and hiring guys, and that was a big problem. Well, guess what? Major screwed up with his defensive coordinator, and I knew it at the time, and I don't know why you hire a guy who's been out of football for a year and wasn't good at his job before. Miami fan can tell you all about him. So, and after what I saw in the fourth quarter last week and what we saw last night, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? They've got too much talent for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tony's other big problem was he waited too long to go to Greg Ward at quarterback.
That is a big problem.
I'm just saying, you got a pretty talented young man that you're using at receiver and everything else, and maybe it's time to give him a shot at quarterback.
Yeah.
So, because I think Postma's a good backup, but, you know, although he melted down last night too, so, oh well. 713-780-ESPN. Chris here, one of the two guys left in the survivor pool. I was very close to picking KC last night. Glad I didn't.
Oh, I wish you would have.
Yeah, I wish you would have too.
Damn it. No, I said this, and Eric Warner, who from Carbach, we went out and had a couple beers last night after the show, and he had bet on the Chiefs. And I was like, man, I couldn't do it because the Raiders bet their backs against a wall.
Yeah.
And if they want to be a playoff team, they've got to win this game.
Boy, they had almost everything go their way.
Oh, it did.
I don't know how Amari Cooper didn't get called for offensive interference on that one play where they threw the flag and then never explained why they picked it up.
Yep.
I mean, that was pretty clear. But
by the way, welcome back to the NFL, Amari Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost thought Amari Cooper was dead. And, you know, he's had like single-digit yardage the last couple games, and he follows that up on a night that Marcus Peters is covering him, follows it up with like the best performance of his career. Well, Marcus Peters is covering him half the time. Peters kind of, I don't know if Peters is like a Sherman and he just stays on that one side the whole time, but he was matched up on Crabtree quite a bit, was matched up on Cooper quite a bit. So I guess it's whoever, whatever side of the field they put him on. But yeah, big night for Amari Cooper, big night for Derek Carr. When they needed it.
Yeah, they desperately did because that team was that team was.
And let's face it, the Raiders are better than what their record says they are. I mean, we've seen them look like garbage, but the Raiders are talented enough not to be that crappy. They shouldn't be as bad as they are.
I think the whole key for them is they've got to get good play out of Derek Carr. And if they do, they're fine because that makes everything better because they keep the ball longer, the defense is off the field. How much of a beast is Khalil Mack, by the way?
He's a bad
My
dude.
Goodness. But I think that's a good football team that'll have a good record when it's all said and done. But they need Carr healthy. And I don't think he was 100% last week. I think it was pretty obvious. He didn't look right.
Right.
He looked a lot better last night. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, FAOUR, at AJ is the real. At producer T. Scott, Jong is off at yet another wedding. He's at that age where everybody's getting married.
I'm so glad I'm not. I hate going to weddings. That's the worst. Where's the wedding at?
Austin.
No, well, that's not the worst then.
No, it's not the worst.
But
except
who's getting married on a Friday?
Well, it's this weekend. He had to go. I guess they have like the rehearsal dinner and all that.
Oh,
stuff
to hell with that.
You know how that goes. Show up, well, his wife's involved in the weddings, or his soon-to-be wife is involved in the wedding.
I'll tell her to take a separate car. He's got to work. He's got work to do.
Well. So at least we have Tyler. We'll be fine.
Do you think Tyler's going to get the job done today?
I think so. I think Tyler has finally turned a corner.
Okay.
He's gone from being completely incompetent to he gets the job done at a minimal level.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's what more can you ask for?
I do just enough to not get fired.
You do enough to get by.
Yeah. No, I'm very happy to have Tyler. It's pretty seamless when he's here. But Yeah, so no Jong today, and I think he's back Monday. Pretty sure he is.
Okay.
Yeah. 713.
He better be.
713-780-ESPN.
He's fired.
Can't fire Jong.
Yes, you can.
No, we need
Yes,
Jong.
I can.
Oh, you like Tyler better now?
No. Of course not. Look at the guy.
He knows his beer better.
He does.
Yeah. He always brings us an opener when we need it for
That's
beer.
That's true. There are upsides to him.
Yeah. But then it's okay because then he stays in the other room. We don't have to deal with him except for when we need beer opened.
That's true. Well, Fred, we've got some housekeeping to do.
Yes.
I have been in contract talks for a while.
Yes.
And today I signed a contract to stay here at Gal Media for 2 more years. The downside is I'm literally working for free. They actually gave me a 100% pay reduction
You're still overpaid.
To be here. And they said, well, we'd love to have you on the – this is my David Gal voice. We'd love to have you on the air, but we can't pay you anything. And I said, but what – I mean, you know, I've got all these advertisers and, you know, people who – I think people like the show. Yeah, we want to keep that money for other stuff.
Well, they got to pay my salary.
I think that's what it was, yeah. And Eric Sandler's salary. And those two things, I guess like Eric Sandler's, he's expensing all the food. And it's piling up, let's face it.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, it's a lot of food. So I'm here, but I'm working for free. So what that means to the listener is try to be nicer to me because I'm not getting paid to put up with your nonsense anymore.
You're getting paid a little bit.
A little bit, but not very much.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So thanks for putting up with me bitching and complaining about things on the air, and thanks to Mr. Gal for meeting me in the middle somewhere between zero and a lot. Right.
Well, it's good news. I knew it was going to get done, so I'm just glad it got done because I know it's been a.
You're a soothsayer.
I was right about the defensive coordinator. I was right about that. I told you it'll get done. So it's cool because now you're under contract for the same 2 years I am. So the show will last for 2 more years.
And then we're going to ride off into the sunset.
Probably so.
Okay. The stars are aligning for that.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, and it's I'm not going to lie.
And then I'm going to work with Barry Warner full time.
AJ,
if he's still alive.
It'll just be a conversation.
You're just going to be his assistant?
He's super excited about working with me. He always talks, we would do a great show together. And I just say, really? I think that show would be horrible. But he's convinced.
Yeah.
He's convinced.
All right. We are going to, what'd you do there, Tyler?
He killed the music.
Oh. No, the music accidentally went to the next thing.
Dude, I just praised you. I just praised you. Damn.
I told you this is a waste. This is a disaster.
All right. Well, we're going to have some fun today. Don't go anywhere. We'll grab some phone calls. We got Andre Reed's going to join us at 4:30.
Oh, yes.
RJ Bell at
5:30. I hope you've already texted Andre Reed.
I have. That's kind of why why the music accidentally switched over.
Okay. Good job.
In the process of texting him.
We're not going to let you off the hook that easy. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, as the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoors. The weather's getting nice, but you've got a crappy patio. Let's face it. Your patio is ugly. Your pool deck is ugly. And you can't afford to put in real stone. Well, good news. I've got somewhere to meet in the middle with you. Allied Outdoor Solutions has this stuff called carve stone. What that is, it gives you the superior look of real stone over your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to put in stone. It's twice as strong as concrete. They trowel, hand-carve, custom color it for your home, so it's going to look great. And Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. So you're going to save some money. Their Best Picks Report certified each of the last 5 years. This is the kind of business you want to work with, guys. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing it all out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Crank that up, Tyler. That's a good choice, man. That song will get you going. Old school. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. I am very happy about this, of course.
About what?
About you re-upping.
Oh, you are happy about it?
I am.
Gal said you were devastated.
No. I'm actually pretty happy about it. It means I don't have to change anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a creature of habit, AJ.
All right.
Drunk Bevo saying, just saying, if Fred leaves, Rod Babers would be a solid pick. Why? I'm not going anywhere. I'm here through 2019, Bevo. Go drink some more. Rod would be great. I love Rod. But I'd love to have Rod at this station someday. Not necessarily replacing me.
No, I would too.
But
he's very good.
Yeah, he is. He's terrific. But I mean, I've said all along that my goal is to be able to retire in 2 years. Doesn't mean I'm going to. It just means I want to be in position. So if I decide that I want to retire and just travel the world and, you know, be Jules from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
You know, then I might do that.
Well, if your movie's out and your book's out and all that stuff.
Then that's the thing. And if they're successful, then that may be where I want to go focus. But right now, I'm not worried about that. That's 2 years away. I may not even live that long. Come on. Let's try Mike.
Yeah.
What's up, Mike?
Yep.
You're on, Mike.
Yep.
Hello?
Hey now, sports.
All right, enough of
Hello?
That. Enough of that.
I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
I would like to talk to you, but I just can't do it.
Just be there when we go to, you guys. That's all we ask.
You want Game 6 lineup tonight?
Huh?
You want the Game 6 lineup
tonight? Let's hear it.
Center field, Springer. Right field, Reddick. Second base, Altuve. Shortstop, Correa. First base, Gurriel. Third base, Bregman. Left field, Gonzalez. DH, Gattis. Catcher, McCann.
Reddick still batting second?
And Springer still batting leadoff.
Well, I you're kind of stuck with Springer. I mean, that's your guy. But I don't know about... Of course, who are you going to put there batting second that's hitting any better?
Could you not bat? You wouldn't consider batting Yuli second?
Yeah, I would, actually. It's the one guy who's hitting.
Yeah. Or even Altuve second and Yuli third.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would think about mixing it up a little bit.
I would do something to jumpstart that lineup, but they just seem to want to keep it running the way they are. Yeah.
Hopefully it'll work. Hopefully the lack of a shakeup won't affect anything.
Jesse asked if I got HBO money with my new contract. No, I actually just had to call and cancel all my. I had to cut the cord.
Showtime money. You get Showtime money.
No, I'm on. I've got Netflix only now.
Oh God,
times are hard.
Yeah. 713-780. Lamont says 2 more years of Blitz. By my calculation, is 87 more Vegas trips.
It's probably about right.
Yeah,
I'd say 84.
I think you guys are both a little high. I think it's 81.
Okay.
I don't know when the next, I know we'll be there in May because we always are.
And usually when we go in bursts.
Yeah. It winds up being 2 or 3 times in a month, but I hope there's one before the end of the year. I kind of want to get back before the end of the year. I'd like to get there during hockey season and catch a game.
Yeah.
Cause I'm the only person that likes hockey, but I'd love to get a game in that arena. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And, it's funny. I quit watching the Cubs. I was flipping. Well, I went to the bar and got dinner and hung out with Lawyer Dave for a little bit and watched the game. So everything was on. But you didn't have to watch that Cubs game after the third inning. Once it got 7-0 with Kershaw, it's like, okay. Even if playoff Kershaw shows up, they ain't catching up.
Yeah.
Do you think either one of these teams can beat the Dodgers right now?
Kind of no. If you ask me who's going to win the World Series today, pick one team of the three, I would say the Dodgers. Hmm. Not just because they're there. I would take the Dodgers over either one of them right now.
You never know.
If the Astros are hitting at their best, they can win.
Yeah. They can't hit like they did in New York, though.
No. And if New York pitches like this, They're in a series with anybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That'd be pretty impressive if the Yankees were to be able to win the World Series to beat the Indians, the Astros, and the Dodgers. They will have earned it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't count them out, but I still think the Astros win tonight, and then tomorrow night I have no idea. And also, as a plug, check out houston.sportsmap.com
Please.
Tonight. We will be doing updates on every inning, and then we'll have a story at the end. And so if you can't go to the game or if you're stuck at the office and you want to just keep checking it on your computer, you can do that. A lot of other good stuff on there today. Your buddy Charlie Polillo did his column.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I did a thing on Major Applewhite.
Oh, yeah?
Which we talked about in the first segment. A lot of what I was ranting about is in that column. And there are Tony Levine references throughout. And we've got some gambling stuff on there. And then an advance on the game. So plenty of good stuff.
Nice.
Check it out. Very proud of it. And hopefully we'll have videos cranking up here very, very shortly. Like,
all right.
Maybe Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
You want to say that loud? What's going on?
Well, because
I you think it's going to go wrong.
You know how many times
it's going to go horribly
well,
wrong.
Well, you know how many times before launch when I'd say, okay, I think it's going to be today? It was about 3 weeks where I said that every single day.
Right.
We're coming up on about 3 weeks where I've said that about video. So I'm told tomorrow.
Okay.
But, and that way we'll be up ready to go Monday. But I remain skeptical until it's actually up. The damn website didn't launch until 2 minutes before our show on launch party day.
Yeah.
So, I'm just being a little bit skeptical. All right. We got Andre Reed coming up here next
segment. We do have, you mean Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer
Andre Reed. Let's put some respect on his name, if you don't mind. And put some respect on the name of the undefeated Houston Rockets. Even without Chris Paul, who needs him? They're 2-0. They're on pace for 82-0. I don't think people realize that. And that would be a record. That would be better than what the Warriors did. That would be better than what the Bulls did. That would be the best ever if they can go 82-0. So I'm not counting it out yet. And if you want to be a part of history, you could be at the home opener of the 82-0 season on Saturday night. That's tomorrow night at Toyota Center. Go out there. I know you won't get to see Chris Paul. That's sad. It makes me sad, too. But James Harden will be there. You know who else will be there? Clint Capella. You know who scored 1 million points in the last game against the Kings? Clint Capella. You know how many shots he missed? I don't know exactly. I think it was like 2, but it wasn't very many. Dominating out there. So it's going to be a good time. And they're playing the Mavericks, the hated rivals from Dallas. Remember, the gun to the horse? We will all remember that. First 15,000 of you guys through the door, get a commemorative Rockets opening night T-shirt presented by Toyota because the Rockets love you and they want you to come back. So they're going to give you a T-shirt to commemorate this night that you're going to watch history. The Budweiser liftoff party starts at 4:30. Live music going to be by the Houston band Breakfast at Tiffany's. Go to Rockets.com, get your tickets today. And while you're at it, get tickets for the next game and the next game, or just get season tickets, guys. Get out there and see these Rockets. Let's run as one with the Rockets. For tickets, Rockets.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We are back on The Blitz, and very excited about our next guest. Pro Football Hall of Famer Andre Reed joins us today, courtesy of MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is one of the biggest online sports books in the business. If you're a football fan, check out MyBookie for the best odds, analysis, breakdowns, and point spreads on all the NFL and college matchups every week. Find out what the experts are saying at MyBookie.ag. Check it out today. Use promo code FRED. And you could get in on the action just like me.
That's right.
All right.
I obviously, I'm excited about this. Growing up a Bills fan, I was a big advocate of Andre Reed getting into the Hall of Fame, and it took him long enough, so I had my concerns. But he's there now. Once you're in, you're in. My man Andre Reed, how are you, good sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Thanks for all that good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I wanted to ask you about the process of waiting, you know, and you waited 8 years before you got in. And you know, Fred and I went at the Super Bowl, I want to say, was it 2 years ago in San Francisco? We had dinner with a couple of the voters, and these are like, you know, really old white guys who they're telling me names of people who are on their radar that played in leather helmets, and then they're telling me they can't vote for T.O. and Randy Moss, who, I mean, you could argue those two guys are on the Mount Rushmore of all-time great wide receivers. What's the political game like that you – I mean, you spent 8 years playing it. What is that game?
I don't know, man. I think, you know, every voter, you know, whether he's in Cincinnati or Pittsburgh or New England, they especially if there's one of their guys that are up, I mean, of course they're going to be, you know, gung-ho about getting their guy in, because when it comes to – you know, they have egos just like anybody. And I think – I was really surprised this year that two running backs went in, Terrell and LaDainian. So, I mean, is there going to be another trend where they actually put two receivers in 1 year? I'm hoping this year, I'm hoping down the road it is, but there's so many guys that are waiting, so many guys that deserve to be there that have made an impact themselves on this game. And it's unfortunate that 44 guys have their say in things. And, you know, they got a tough job every single year. It's not like, well, this wasn't a good class or this class was. Every class was good. And I always said, if you're on the ballot, you are deserving to be in the hall no matter what you did, because you made an impact in the game. Somebody thinks you made an impact in the game, not only on the field, but off the field as well. So they got their work cut out for them every single year. And this year is going to be no different. So we all have a vote, but our vote doesn't count. And I always get a ballot every year about a senior guy. And about, you know, who do I think should be in? Because the writers and the voters, they want to hear your intake on things too. So I just go about doing it that way, man. No big deal.
Well, let me ask you. Let me throw the names out at you, and you tell me, like, if you had to pick a couple of these guys: Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Chad Johnson, Randy Moss, T.O., Steve Smith is now on the ballot. Hines Ward is going to be on the ballot. I know these are all great players, but do any of those names jump out at you as like, these guys? This guy has to be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, every one of them. I mean, Kurt Warner was not Kurt Warner without Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce. You know, I thought Isaac was, his lit year was last year. And, you know, he's in the same kind of boat that I am. And if you're in it three or four more years and another guy comes up that had great numbers and played well or whatever. I mean, his era was, you know, Hines Ward and Steve Smith and guys that are coming up now and a couple guys before that. So I don't know, man. I think they should go by errors and what they've done in their errors and how they impacted what their errors were about. It's a passing league now. It's, you know, you have running backs that still get 1,000 yards, but everything now offensively is predicated on the pass and it was the run back in the day. So numbers are going to be way out of proportion in the next 5 years. And, you know, the guys that, you know, catching 100 balls, like I caught close to 100 one year, and I thought that was a career year for me. But these guys are catching, you know, Antonio Brown's had four or five 100 straight seasons, reception seasons. So it's a different game. And if they have their work cut out for them now, in about 5 or 6 years or whenever down the road when all these guys become eligible, they got to realize, you know, what is going to be the criteria? What's the standard?
It seems to me like you're one of the guys who was sort of like a transition from that running era into the now passing era. And a lot of it was because the offense you played on in a running era was a pass heavy offense. And so you were in that era that you were in, your passing, your reception numbers and all your receiving totals ended up being way bigger than, you know, a lot of people in that era would have had because of the offense you played in. But now, I mean, even your numbers, and much less these numbers of the guys who played in like the 70s, I mean, their numbers, it's almost impossible to even compare.
Exactly. It is. And again, you know, the game changes, I think, every 5 to 6 years in some manner or another, offensively, defensively. Rule changes, that has a lot to do with things. So it's a double-edged sword. And I think, you know, if you talk to guys like me who played in Buffalo and when the weather got bad, you know, I wasn't going to get a lot of catches. It was just, that's just how it was. But we were 52% pass run, 48% pass over those years, Super Bowl years. So it just goes to show you that now I think the average is maybe 56 to 40, 45 or whatever, how much it is, 44. And that's past the run. So it has changed and has made a transgression where when a guy catches 100 balls, it's just a routine year. And some guys, you know, believe it's a career year, but with the way it is now, you can have 100 catch season every single year if you have the right system.
And you still have a couple teammates who are eligible, namely Kent Hull, who died 6 years ago. He wouldn't even get to experience, but he's a center. It's so hard to get in if you're an interior offensive lineman. And then Daryl Talley, which, I mean, really plays another position that's pretty tough to get in. And you would think, like, if those guys were going to get in, they'd get in by now. But you still think those two guys have a chance to get in there?
No doubt about it. I mean, they were my teammates. You know, our teams wouldn't have been as good with a stalwart there at center than Ken Hull. And not only did he know what the offensive linemen were doing, he knew what everybody else was doing. That's what made us a top five rushing team. I think for 4 years in a row, we led the league in rushing because of guys like Ken Hull, who is definitely deserving of being a Hall of Famer someday. And Daryl, you know, it just so happens he played behind Bruce and he had Cornelius and he was our heart and soul. I mean, that guy would play with two broken arms, an elbow, a messed up foot. I mean, he was just, that's just the kind of player he was. And we fed off of that. And a guy that hasn't gotten the credit that he deserves over the years he played. And because of the Bruce Smiths and all the guys he played with on defense. So, you know, Daryl, it will be on a ballot every Cornelius. Steve Tasker, I think, is another guy that definitely deserves one of the greatest, if not the greatest, special teams player ever. Won a lot of games for us and was very instrumental in us going to four Super Bowls. And there's no doubt that he deserves to be, you know, the next special teams guy. You know, when I went in, it was Ray Guy. Ray Guy went in with me. But, you know, Steve Tasker really set the tone. And I think he's definitely deserving of a Hall of Fame bust in Canton someday.
Who are the guys you like now? Who are the receivers particularly that you look around the league today and you say, man, that guy's really got something special?
Well, I'm an old school guy, and everybody asks me this question every time I'm on the radio or I'm doing an interview about, well, who reminds you, and who do you think is the next guy that's going to be in the Hall? Who do you think, you know, is a professional on and off the field and what he does and all that? And there's no better guy in this league that somebody would want to be like, not only on the field but off the field, than Larry Fitzgerald there in Arizona. And he puts up numbers every year. Just when you think he's lost it, he comes back and plays hard and has great games, and he's been a you know, the consummate pro in this league for the past 14 years. And not only does his numbers show it, but, you know, he'll definitely be a first ballot Hall of Famer whenever he calls it you know, a career.
You know, there's a lot of people here in Houston who, it's almost hard to even fathom it now with the logjam there at receiver. But a lot of people here in Houston hoping that Andre Johnson one day gets into that Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that his career was maybe a little short, or do you think it's a possibility?
I think it's a great possibility. His numbers speak for themselves, and again, he was in a different era. You know, I don't know. He was in the era with Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt, you know, kind of on the end of that era. But I think he was a class of his years in the league. And he's got the numbers that really solidify his candidacy. And he his body of work speaks for itself, and I think he's definitely deserving of being in the Hall someday.
Hall of Famer Andre Reed joining us on the phone courtesy of my bookie. I got one more for you before we let you go, Andre. I don't know how much of these Texans you've gotten to see this year, but what are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson and what he, you know, does he look like the truth to you?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think, you know, he wouldn't have been that pick if they didn't think so. And we all can go back to years and years and years of quarterbacks that have failed in the league and thought they were this, and, you know, they were supposed to be coming out of college the franchise and they never panned out. But I think it's a mindset. It's the most mindset kind of position in the league. And if this is a quarterback-driven league, and if you have a quarterback that you believe in that can run the offense that you have, or if not run it, actually get better and make people better around him, and that's what Deshaun Watson does every week. for Houston. He did it in at Clemson, and I think, you know, Dabo Sweeney did a great job with him preparing him for this next level. And, you know, that's why he's playing well. So I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud that he has played well, and he believes in himself. His teammates believe in him. And, you know, I would not count Houston out. Houston's going to score some points.
Hey, the last time the Bills made the playoffs, you were on the team. I mean, what are these guys doing? When is it ever going to happen again?
Well, I'm hoping it happens this year. I'm an optimist. I mean, you know, my team is the Bills. I believe red, white, and blue. And I went to Mizzou Badgers just as much as anybody else who's a Bills fan because I played there. And I know what the fans deserve. And after 17 years of not seeing a playoff game there, they deserve this team to not only go out and play hard, but, you know, get back in the postseason. And that's it's tough to do in this league. You know, things got to go your way. You got to have everybody on the same page. And Buffalo right now is 3-2 for a reason because of their defense. They got a tough one that's coming up this weekend against the Buccaneers, and then they have the Raiders. So at this time of year, your team's either getting ready to peak or decline. And I think these next two games at home that they have, they got to win both of them for them to get more momentum going into the last, you know, quarter of the season.
That is my man, the Hall of Famer, Andre Reed, finally got in. It still drives me crazy. Pisses me off that Chris Carter got in before Andre Reed. I don't know what they were thinking. but we appreciate you taking the time with us, talking some football with us, and hope to talk to you again soon, my man.
You got it, man. No problem. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you very much.
My bookie. Thanks to them.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I love talking to that dude.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people forget about those teams. They were so good.
Oh, they were.
So many great players. And you don't get to 4 Super Bowls unless you're a damn good team. And they just make that one field goal. That one field goal, we're looking at this team in a much different light. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And such great people over there. They keep their promise to give you handcrafted, custom-fitted comfort and support. And you're saving 50% off retail prices. That's guaranteed because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. And how about this? For the rest of October, now you can take another 25% more off when you visit the showroom. This offer is only for the showroom. All mattress sets, any type, including luxury, any memory foam options. Just as long as it's in the showroom, you're going to get 25% off the factory price. Why would you go anywhere else? And Yvonne and the gang, man, local business. They employ more than 100 people right here in our city. They're huge in charity work in this city. And they're just good people, man. And I love working with them. If you go by and meet them, Tell them you're a blitzer. They're going to take care of you. Yuval, Lax, Rachel, all the gang there. Texas Mattress Makers is going to get you the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Visit them today, TexasMattressMakers.com or at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. That's Texas Mattress Makers.
Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind.
ESPN. 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I don't want to say anything, Tyler, but if John were here and they had brought us Wingstop, he would have thrown a spot in there so we could have actually eaten a couple.
Yeah, jeez, man.
Just saying. You know, I know you're trying to get better every day. You know, just trying to improve one show at a time. But somebody had texted earlier and said, is he the new Spider? No, Tyler's a made guy. He went through all that. He's a made guy. He's just kind of a lower-level made guy. He's sort of like Pacino's character in Donnie Brasco. You know, he's not quite up there with the Sonny Reds and the Sonny Blacks.
Right.
But he's trying to move up. He's a good earner.
He's good.
The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida, to see Houston take on, you guessed it, Jacksonville, December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida. Really?
Sorry.
Couldn't really?
Hold it in.
Do I have to read this again? Are we sending them air checks on this?
Maybe just pick up like the sentence before that. Okay. We can edit it out.
Why edit it out? It's natural. They want a natural sounding read.
You could win a 3-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. All right, now we're back, and I get to stare at my wings for
five minutes.
Thanks,
that's a
buddy.
Big bonehead move, Tyler.
Roberto asks on Twitter, can you confirm if it's true Yankees fans had chanted Hurricane Harvey at Astros players? I know every fan base has idiots, but really, I can't confirm that. I don't know. But I guarantee you at every stadium in America, somebody's chanting something stupid. Doesn't really bother me. I guarantee you there'll be somebody at Minute Maid
there
chanting
will
something really stupid. That's just, there's idiots everywhere. And they're New Yorkers. What do you want?
I mean, that's, someone sent me a thing earlier of something that an Astros fan had said the Yankees fans, about being liberal New Yorkers or something. And
ooh, that they've offended them. Yeah.
It's baseball, guys.
It's sports. It's not just baseball.
Yeah.
In fact, I mean, baseball fans are relatively tame compared to some of the others.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It says, unreal. Somebody had posted on Facebook, unreal. I can't believe this team has gone straight garbage. This very well may be the end. If so, go Dodgers. Yankees can kiss my ass. And somebody said, maybe their charter will crash. Texans hate liberal New York.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say that's greater than Hurricane Harvey chance.
I mean, it's just, like you said, everybody, there's a-holes in every fan base.
And there's people who wish evil on the other teams.
Yep.
And definitely want to say special thanks to Wingstop. For sponsoring our ALCS broadcast on ESPN 97.5 FM and SportsMap 94.1 FM.
Oh, yes. They're doubling up.
Oh, man. These things are so good. We got to make sure we get all those before people get them.
Yeah. How many wings?
The mango habanero. Yeah.
Oh, the mango habanero is gone.
Oh, really?
It was gone instantly. Yeah.
Oh, well. I think you and I got a bunch of those.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
I didn't think you were going to go for any. Usually you don't go for the spicy stuff.
Well, I like these because this is my favorite when they don't have like barbecue wings.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with this. I grabbed as many as I could.
Hey, good for you.
So we're loaded up. So thank you, Wingstop. They are the wing experts.
Indeed.
At least that's what I've heard.
You mean that's what you read?
Well, yeah.
But it also tastes good too.
Mm. There's a bunch of, Craig says, Astros will be chanting woo. There's some people who are as offended by that as.
Yes. Yeah. Don't do it. By the way, whatever you guys are chanting, whatever you're wooing about, it's not working.
Yeah. Well, important thing is, if you're going to the game, if you're going out, whatever, just have fun and root your team on, and hopefully they get it done, and we'll have a game 7 tomorrow night.
That'd be nice.
I'll be watching from some bar in Chicago, which, surrounded by Cubs fans.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe White Sox fans. I don't know. I don't know what that part of town roots for. So I would just say, if they get to a game 7, they better win, because I don't want to be around those people.
Yeah.
If they lose. Let's try Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, fellow sports?
Hey, now, sports.
Hey, what are you guys' thoughts on this Michigan game? I know John O'Korn sucks, but Michigan got that top-ranked defense, and going in at Penn State at night, I know the last couple times that Michigan played Penn State, they really shut down Saquon Barkley. And do you guys like the under as a play on this game? Because I do.
That's probably my favorite play is the under. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I don't know if I don't know how close Michigan can keep it.
Michigan's going to have to get some defensive scores,
but man, it's going to be very difficult for Michigan to score. I mean, Michigan's defense is awesome, and I think they're going to keep it close, but it's just so. I think it's so difficult to for that offense to score on bad defenses, or mediocre defense. And Penn State's got a pretty good defense. I think we were talking about if you can get 10.5 points and you really want to bet Michigan, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about it, though. I do like that under.
I'm with you on the under. But I think Michigan's going to have a hard time here unless it can score on special teams, unless it can score on defense, which is not impossible. By the way, SportsCenter just tweeted this out. Breaking news. I see John. I'm going to push the button.
It's okay. I'm here for that.
That's okay. That's okay. Tyler's just in there delaying us eating wings.
He's eating wings in there.
Yeah,
while
he's eating, and he's going to say, you know what? I'm going to let this go over the break. Rockets point guard Chris Paul expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks due to a bruised left knee.
I honestly never saw that coming. He's like the picture of durability. I don't know. It's unimaginable to me that he's hurt. Mm. Very surprising. Supposedly, Jameer Nelson has cleared waivers and is the target for the Rockets and for a couple other teams.
He's almost Chris Paul.
Same thing, pretty much.
Yeah.